What's on your mind? With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennen, and our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I am in Minneapolis today for the Bakken Summit that is happening at the Golden Valley Country Club. It is a number of Minnesota folks, 200-300 folks here that are finding out about all kinds of opportunities in the Bakken. So it is a fun and exciting day, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Fisher, Tim Fisher from Bakken Energy Services and Energy Matters is here. You and I met at one of these Minnesota Bakken Opportunities Conference.
We did. We met
3 years ago.
It was. And it was over at the old Radisson over on 100. I think it's the Doubletree now.
Yeah, the old Radisson
and,
South.
And you signed your book and in there promised that I would always have a place to stay in your in Tioga. I did not know, though, that it was a cot set up in your
bunk
studio.
Bed. Bunk bed.
I thought maybe. Yeah.
You thought it was a palatial estate or what?
You call that foldable cot a bunk bed? You're not going to tell me you're going to put someone over the top of me now, are you? How does that work?
He never took me up with an opportunity. No,
I'm shocked.
He slept in his car instead.
Yeah,
a bunk bed's better in a car, isn't it?
Most of the time.
Yeah, but I tell you, you haven't seen all my cars decked out.
Goodness.
I love that story, but when he sleeps in his car, he puts the amount of money he would put into a hotel room into a fund to take his wife somewhere nice.
Absolutely.
You're a better man than I.
Tell you what, it's easy to get to Paris on $150 bucks a night.
I told my wife that. I told my wife that idea, and she said, maybe you ought to try that, you know.
No, so don't get it started. Never stop.
Some things are better kept between us.
No, that's right. It never stops once you start.
All right, Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. He's actually keynoting the Bakken Summit here in Minneapolis at 11. And we asked Kevin to join us to recap some of the questions that we did not get to on Wednesday in the Talk Radio Town Hall. We have a number of calls rolling in here. Let's go to those first here. Jerry in Scranton, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jerry.
I'm calling about I was listening to you the other day when I was traveling on the road, and it said people wanted to whine about the weather. Well, I want to whine about daylight savings time. It's coming up Sunday, but when they made it earlier in the year like they have now, they said it was going to be a two-year trial period, but I've tried to contact them. You cannot contact the Department of Transportation in Washington. And it's going to have to go to work now in the dark again. And in the fall of the year, kids playing football have to practice in the absolute hottest part of the day because of daylight savings time. And I've just never liked daylight savings time, and that's what I wanted to say.
All right, let's see if our member of Congress can fix daylight savings time.
Yeah, I probably cannot, but I will tell you, I share your frustration. I don't get the value of it. I mean, maybe at one time it made sense, but I think in the modern era it doesn't make any sense, if it ever did. So I'm not a big fan. What I could do about it, I don't know, but happy to check into it for you. I do know that, you know, as you probably know, counties can petition out by petitioning the federal government to...
Arizona always has as a state, haven't they?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And we, yeah, and so you, I shouldn't say, I'm mixing up time zones with daylight savings, but so as a state, I suppose you could, but then you'd get all weird with the rest of the society, which has obviously economic opportunity ramifications and whatnot. But I'll check into it because every once in a while this discussion comes up. I haven't heard it for some time, obviously, but I'm willing to check into that. I've never been a fan.
And so this is a two-year trial period, you said? Is that what you said, Jerry, on how we're doing now?
I didn't hear a lot of what he was saying earlier. So.
They were going to extend it 2-3 years ago just to try it, and then... But it's not going back. But
it's never okay.
Yeah.
But the
That's
thing is,
typical.
I don't because I've checked out daylight savings time for a long. I mean, Central Time too, and they keep trying to shove that to the west. But
they do.
The Central Time Zone should start by Valley. I mean, the Mountain Time Zone should start by Valley City, according to the longitude. But
oh, is that right? Yeah, I don't know. Somebody. It's funny you said. Somebody was asking me the other day. It was a Nebraska congressman about the time zones. How many time zones I have. Both in the district, as they call it, the state, and then whether I have an office in the Mountain Time Zone, and it had never occurred to me that you know for some people that's very different. But
by the way, it is this weekend. If you hadn't remembered that you spring ahead an hour this weekend. Appreciate the call, Jerry. And
I'm gonna look into it though. That's interesting.
Yeah, John, Norman County, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Hello, I have. Interesting combination of Minnesota politics and a politician in oil. In Coleman Franken contest that Coleman lost.
Oh, sure.
I believe because of Coleman's position on oil drilling, and I think you call it ANWR, in Alaska,
yes,
he was against that drilling, and because of that, he lost his election to Franken.
Well, I don't know whether, as you know, it was a close enough race that it could have been any single thing, whether that would have gotten him the extra votes he needed or lost him some had he changed the position. It's a wrong position. I see Norm quite a bit on the airplane. I see Senator Franken as well, but
Norm's a good guy, but that was clearly a vote of, I got to play to my very extremist environmental wing in Minnesota and go that route rather than the common sense route.
Yeah,
I'm
a pragmatic politician. Sometimes you have to play to the middle, but when you're playing so far to the other edge, that that does confuse people.
Yeah, where is ANWR right now? I mean, is it still just
It almost never comes up, does it?
Yeah, it doesn't.
And the reason it doesn't even come up all that often in the context of discussion about drilling on federal lands. And yet, it would benefit dramatically if we were able to start doing that. And, as you know, I believe we ought to.
Yeah, you're starting to see a lot of drilling now in Alaska. Oh, and Senator Palin passed a law that said either drill or lose your lease. So a lot of the companies said we're just pulling out them because
right,
we're not going to drill and cap and spend the millions. Well, that's been rescinded now. And with that being rescinded, you're seeing lots of rigs heading back into Alaska. And you're going to start to see the oil production. And, a matter of fact, they have a liquid natural gas facility that's going to be built up there at the cost of about, could be $16 billion that's being spent up there. So you're starting to see Alaska, after going through some foolish decisions and after North Dakota just pounding them, coming up on a million barrels per day.
I spoke at a Botkin infrastructure conference when I was still on the Public Service Commission, and when I got all done, the first question from the crowd was, "We're from Alaska, would you move?"
That's right. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, look into Prudhoe Bay and you'll see what's going on up there.
John, thanks for the call. Ed and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ed.
Yeah, one thing I feel really strongly about is a state-owned refinery for many reasons. And the latest reason is with this Bakken crude getting discriminated against for shipping, refined product from a refinery has already got its own placards and dangers already in place. Yeah. One more thing we could take care of, and actually two.
Well, the biggest challenge.
Why state owned, though?
Yeah,
we're building refineries right now, right? Why do we need a state owned one?
Well, this ain't going to go on. This isn't going to go on forever. And the state, it could help with the citizens with cheaper fuel or gasoline or whatever the byproducts are, and maybe someday we'd get a little benefit on the taxes, hopefully, you know.
Well, we should be able to get plenty of tax benefit from oil and the revenue that it's generating as our legislature every couple of years ratchets down our income taxes. We have, of course, some property tax relief that you can argue its merits, but the problem with refineries, and I'm not real comfortable with the idea that someday when it's not profitable, at least the state owns it. I don't see that as a great benefit to the people of North Dakota. The problem with refineries, we're seeing refineries being built in the private sector, as Scott said, mainly creating, of course, diesel fuel. And the reason for that is we have a market right here for diesel fuel. Refineries work best closest to the markets. With regard to sort of exporting refined product, and we do some of that in the United States, that we've got a long way to go to get to that point. I'd rather start exporting crude oil, frankly.
Yeah, and if I may, Congressman, if you see Tesoro, and when you start building a large refinery, now that starts to fall under some rules that 20,000 barrel per day does not fall under, and difficult it is to expand the Tesoro right now.
They don't build them anywhere. Only refineries being built anywhere in America or in North Dakota right now.
That's right.
And they're under that threshold in these diesel refineries.
That's right. Yeah. The only one in the last 40 years are being built in North Dakota. They are under that threshold. They've found a sweet spot, a way to make it work financially, avoid the overreach of the federal government, and otherwise, the ones that work the best are the really big refineries, and that you just aren't going to get those permitted anymore.
Thanks, Ed. Let's get Chaz in Michigan, North Dakota, in here next. You got about 30 seconds for your question, Chaz. Go ahead.
Hi. Well, I've got a few comments based on your last segment. Social Security, if they paid it back, what they took, we'd have some credibility. We'd also have some future responsibility. They just took the money, so there's no honesty in government. It was a Social Security mess, and it's just being overlooked. It's such a huge amount. They're just overlooking it. But
Chaz, do me a favor. Hang on a second so we can find out a little bit more about what you're asking and also give Congressman Kramer a chance to answer. Brian in Grand Forks has a question on the FAA for you too, Congressman, and a couple of off-air calls. More welcome at 800-228-0550.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you ain't wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We're back at the Bakken Summit, Minneapolis edition. What's on your mind? By the way, an emailer just sent a note, said, so is holding the Bakken Summit in Golden Valley, Minnesota, North Dakota's attempt to lure Minnesota businesses? If so, I wholeheartedly cheer them on. Go North Dakota. I seem to recall a strategically placed billboard on the bridge between Fargo and Moorhead. Good old-fashioned competition, very healthy. Actually, this event is put on by the Minnesota Real Estate Journal. And what it is it's an opportunity for folks in Minnesota that have probably seen business fall off a little bit to realize the economic opportunity that is in the Bakken. But so I don't know necessarily that it's a way to lure businesses, but it's a way to...
It's an educational forum, really.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the speakers that are here, you have Congressman Kramer that will be speaking. You have many people...
Federal Reserve kicked things off.
Federal Reserve kicked things off. So
This is really highlighting what's going on inside the Bakken. Because one thing that North Dakota needs, Scott, is institutional money. It takes institutional money to build a very large West Acres type out west.
Okay, now you sound like a politician here. Institutional money, what does that mean?
Institutional
somebody
money.
Else's.
Big bucks?
Yeah, it's OPM, other people's money. No, but, no. When you take a look at these big New York investment firms, I believe that you traveled out with the New York's when they held this in New York. Were you out there?
I was not, but okay. I remember it. Yeah.
Right, well, what they were doing is educating the people in New York, saying, hey, you know, you're sitting on top of a fund that might have $35 billion in it. You know, here's a good place to get a return, maybe a 6%, maybe a 7%, maybe an 11%, which is unheard of.
I was just talking to the folks from MDU here, and you've heard this before too, Congressman Kramer, I'm sure. You know, the amount of people even that you know, are in a holding pattern on investments in Europe and all places across the globe go, you know, and the reason they're in a holding pattern is because the economies are in turmoil, and they see this as, well, safer place for our money. You know,
no question. You know, it used to be that the United States was the safe place to invest in great business. I'm of the attitude, and this is why I'm more bullish, frankly, than a lot of people in Washington and New York about our country and our ability to come out of things. Because I know there are trillions of dollars on the sidelines looking for the place to invest. They want it to be in the United States. But the United States doesn't look like a great place to invest, except for this rectangular state in the middle of the continent.
Amazing. All right, Chaz is in Michigan, North Dakota, had a Social Security question.
Yeah.
So, Chaz, just go ahead and finish your question, then we'll give Congressman Kramer a chance to answer here.
Well, I've got a few questions. Comments about your last segment. Social Security, they're not paying it back. They're just walking away from it. There's no credibility with honesty in Washington.
Can I stop you right there? Can you explain what you're talking about? Who are they and what do you mean pay it back?
The government. Well, they've stole it. They stole 40 or 50 trillion dollars out of Social Security in the last 40 years or so. I've got quite a bit of documentation on it.
Okay.
Additionally, there needs to be a formula to get people off of welfare, as you were talking.
Sure.
Like a formula so that you help them up rather than if they earn a dollar, they lose a dollar assistance.
Chaz, let me stop you because I agree with you. I don't know the specifics that you're talking about, but you are right that we create in welfare programs a perverse incentive to stay on them. By punishing them if they do get a job or not helping with, say, child care, if a single mother gets a little bit of a job, then but now look what we've done with Obamacare, for example. I mean, even our vice president said it out loud, you know, that now you don't have to work. So we create these perverse incentives. But your point is that let's not punish somebody if they earn a dollar by taking a dollar away somewhere else. Let's help them get to $2.
Is he talking about the Social Security Trust Fund being used as sort of a, you know?
Yeah, it is. It is part of the bank that balances the budget. And he's right about that. I don't know if I would categorize it as stealing $50 trillion. The Social Security Trust Fund, for example, is the largest purchaser of the bonds that allow us to borrow. So, you know, that's one area, for example, that I think a trust fund ought to be a trust fund. It ought to be locked up and only used for the things it's used for.
Because so it just allows more spending is what it does.
That's right. But he's wrong in that it's not that it doesn't get paid back. He's right that it won't someday if we don't get things squared away. But it still has a balance.
Brian in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kevin Kramer. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, Brian. Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Hey, one good thing, I just make a little side comment about daylight savings time. It does mean spring is closer.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Glass
I love optimists.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, my question is about the change that the FAA has instituted in the hiring process for air traffic controllers.
Okay.
I know of several UND graduates holding degrees in the field that have basically been told with a response from the FAA that they're not even qualified to make to continue in the selection process. They were just basically turned down saying they're unqualified. Inquiries that I understand that they've made to find out, well, where are they lacking in requirements on the biographical assessment, they're not give them information so they can better themselves the next time around. So here they have spent you know, upwards of $40,000 in 4 years of their life, and they're being told they're not even qualified to apply for the position of the single employer for this particular field.
Okay, so I'm going to check into this because this intrigues me. I hear things from time to time about similar to this, relating both to pilots and air traffic controllers and others. This is the most specific I've ever heard. So we'll check into this and try to maybe get back to the audience, Scott, next week, because this is very concerning, given that we want, of course, the University of North Dakota to be up to par. We always believe it is, and it's certainly capable of it. If we need to make some changes to curriculum, for example, that we need to do that. Now, I do know this, that there's a lot of discussion these days about the change in air traffic control, the change in airspace, how it's monitored, the change from a tower-based radar system to a satellite-based system. It's called next-gen. Next-gen is used in a lot of areas. It certainly is used in FAA. Needs to be adequately funded. It provides the opportunity for more aircraft to occupy the same airspace safer, more efficiently. So there are some technology ramp-ups that may be at play here, and I just need to get more information.
All right, appreciate the call. Thank you. And tell you what, Brian, next Wednesday, Congressman Kramer is on in the 10 to 11 o'clock hour, and hopefully I have some more answers if you want to tune in then and call back, okay?
Yeah, thanks for making yourself available, Congressman Kramer.
Thank you. If I didn't make myself available, Scott, I wouldn't have heard this. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The people think this helps me do my job better, so it's always a blessing.
Call that came in during the break with a question. Go ahead and roll one of those. We've got a couple of those waiting.
Yes, good morning, Scott. Good morning, Congressman Kramer. Just a comment I wanted to make is on the veterans and veteran employment and actually education as well. Just wanted to say that I think that's great. Topic you brought up about employers knowing that veterans are a great resource, because absolutely they are, and the skills they have many times does not translate well onto resumes. The point I wanted to make is more about education. Myself, having been in service, and when I got out of the service, I already had a college degree, but I had actually paid into the Montgomery, Montgomery GI Bill, and I had paid money into it. And the problem I had with it was, because I already had a four-year degree, I could not go in and access those funds for anything other than a master's degree.
Hold that thought. Yeah. Pause that, if you would. We'll get Congressman Kramer's reaction when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
You're
don't go
listening
away.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Winter has been long, and it's been cold, and it's time to relax, and I can think of no better place than one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Chase on the Lake, on the shores of Leech Lake in beautiful Walker, Minnesota. Come relax and listen to this deal. Now through the end of March, stay any Sunday through Thursday, get two nights at Chase on the Lake, plus your choice of two spa treatments at the award-winning Copper Doravita Spa. Take your pick. Want a massage? Want a facial? Want a manicure, a pedicure? They do it all. And you're going to love it. It's the great way to relax. Or, if you haven't had enough winter, you could go do a four-hour snowmobile rental. All of that, the two nights, plus your choice of the four-hour snowmobile rental or two spa treatments at the award-winning Copper Doravita Spa at Chase are yours for $199 for both nights. But you need to call to book this right now at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06 for Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Congressman Kramer to work a little longer than we anticipated here today on the program, but it's a part of being the part of the job, right? What'd you say, Tim?
Well, he's going to have to go speak just to rest after the rapid fire and the good calls that are coming in.
And they just told us that he's been moved up on the speaking schedule here for 10:45 instead of 11. So
all that means is I do 15 more minutes.
They're exactly right. Yeah.
That's okay. Hey, by the way, real quickly. Job Service North Dakota does have a list of veterans job specialists, and they help connect veterans with businesses. So if you're a veteran or you know a veteran that's looking for work, get them together. And that, we put a link to it on my website as well under Veterans Issues.
Sounds good. All right, let's finish that call on the speaking of the veterans, on the veterans and the GI Bill.
Sound like a textbook case here.
Go ahead and finish the rest of this comment, and then we'll give Congressman Kramer a chance to answer.
When I exited the service, I purchased my own business, started a business that's quite successful, but I had wanted to go back to school just for some business and accounting classes because I did not have a business basis at all or a background. I just could not. They would not let me. I had to get into an actual master's program, be accepted for it. It was so confining and restricting that I just gave up and eventually lost all of my benefits, you know, which is, I guess, neither here nor there. But they need to do something to make it more flexible for the veterans to actually just get in and get real-world skills, get those classes they need, those few areas that they need to fill in the holes so that I do have a complete resume. And that's really all I have to say. Thank you for your time.
Okay, I have three words for that. Amen, amen, amen. That is a textbook case of the problem with the GI Bill, and it's a perfect solution. It's simple. Flexibility. Let's make it flexible. Let's help veterans get the training and connect them to the skill sets that provide them an opportunity to make a living.
How do you do that?
Well, we'll have to do it through legislation, probably. If it's not, by the way, as you may or may not have heard, oftentimes the bureaucracy itself sets its own rules, and they're oftentimes not connected to reality. So it may be that there's an opportunity right within the administration, but whether there is or there isn't, we need to be doing some things legislatively. So we'll dig right into it. Those are great suggestions.
Orland in Minot, you're next for Congressman Kevin Kramer. Go ahead.
Thank you, and good morning, Congressman Kramer.
Good morning, Orland.
I have been heard or heard of that Vietnam War was supported by Social Security. Am I misled?
I that's outside of my realm of knowledge, but I can sure check into it. I mean, to the degree, Orland, that we run a deficit, that we have a debt, that Social Security Trust Fund, you know, helps cover some of that debt, you could say that it's funding everything. You know,
right.
I suspect that's more the case, and that people probably use the biggest boogeyman they can to juxtapose with the Social Security Trust Fund. And so, to that degree, it's probably a truthful statement, but I couldn't say beyond that general topic or general discussion.
Yeah, and, you know, they're always complaining about Social Security going broke. Well, yeah. Eventually, you know, you keep tapping your fund,
yeah.
Whether you're it's personal checking account or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Over a period of time, it's going to go broke.
Right. Now, for clarification, the Social Security Trust Fund, while the money is used for other things that you may like or may not like, the balance is always based on the money that goes in and the money that comes out. And the Social Security rates, the FDIC or the FICA payments go up from year occasionally so that you can pay for the growing number of seniors and their needs as they come onto the program. And obviously we're living longer, we're productive longer, and we don't make very many tweaks, like none in recent history, that acknowledges those issues. That's why when you talk about Social Security Trust Fund, when you hear the trustees say it's going to be upside down, that means that we're coming upon a time when the actual dollars put in do not cover the dollars coming out, literally, regardless of all the other stuff that's happening. Even if all that money was locked up, it's insolvent if we get to that point. So that's why I'm saying the sooner we fix that, and when I'm saying fixing, I'm saying 20 years out. If we're gonna make the retirement age a little higher, grow it by a month, a year, years, if we're gonna make do some means testing, for example, we can do that. Even raise the cap. There's a cap at a certain dollar amount. I think it's $130,000 or some number. I don't know what it is exactly, but then they stop collecting it from you. We can raise those things and not affect current seniors at all, or even soon-to-be seniors at all. Keep everything exactly the same for them. They paid into it. There's an expectation to get it. They should get it. But we can deal with these things 10, 20, 30 years out and have tremendous savings for the program.
Appreciate the call. Another one waiting in Ellendale, North Dakota. Dustin, go ahead for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Dustin, you're next.
What's on your mind?
Hi, Dustin.
Kevin Cramer's talking about the comment periods. They extended the comment period for importing Brazilian beef. What's the purpose of these comment periods?
Okay. Great
question. We have the comment period, and we do the commenting, and then at the end of the commenting, they do what they want to do anyway.
Maybe the comment period
is just for taking names. Thanks.
Yeah, no, the comment, a couple of things the comment periods are for. First thing you have to remember is by extending it 60 days, you delay the imports 60 days. Not unimportant, because especially in a case like the Brazilian beef situation, because you're talking about something that requires a lot of study and a lot of remedy. And with the goal being to hopefully at some point ensure that imported beef from Brazil is safe. So time helps just in and of itself. The other thing is that the fact that the comment period, those comments are not ignored. Those comments, in some cases, you may feel like they're ignored. You may feel like the people made other comments, trumped your comment. Remember, comments aren't always all the same. They're not always all on the same side. So, but the real comment period, the people that participate in the comment period aren't always just individuals so that the NSA can take your name or something like that. Don't worry. Your name is out there. The comment period is usually used more for associations, organizations, scientific organizations, academics, people that would have a particular expertise. Scott, am I supposed to go give a speech here?
I think so, yeah. So let me go to this last call, and we're going to let you go. Dustin and Ellendale, go ahead, Dustin.
That was who we just
talked. No, it wasn't, actually.
Oh, okay.
That was an off-air call that came in. Now we have Dustin and Ellendale live. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Congressman. One of the biggest things you can do to fix this whole thing with us vets getting out is when we get out, they do our what our credits are, what we do. Well, I was a chief engineer. I go to Wapting when I get out and I got hurt and got retired, and they gave me a wellness credit. And I'm running a $350 million engine room. I've got training for years, and that's the kind of garbage that comes out. And it's like, well, what am I supposed to do with this now?
Can you tell me what can you? That's my question. What can you do with this? Tell me about a wellness credit.
Well, that's it. I mean, University of Phoenix. I mean, you go to Wapting and they give you a wellness credit, and you've got everything into like three credits shy of a naval engineering degree. And it's like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And their excuse was as well, all the National Guard guys went in and got a school and came back and abused it years before. Well, that's not my problem. You know, at least have the universities take the university fee. So that's the one that grades you. You know, gives you your experience credits for schools and all this other stuff.
Yes.
They won't take it. You know, especially the university system in North Dakota.
Sure. Okay. I'm tracking with you a little bit better now. So he's talking about really what is an education academic problem and challenge, and raises an important point about how do you value or how do you categorize, how do you credit that experience and those academic experiences or other experiences? Because that's the other thing. You can credit, academic institutions can credit you even for life's experiences in the bachelor level.
Custin, thanks for the call, and thanks for your service to this great country.
Yes, thank you so much. And what a great, again, classic experience, real-life experience that Dustin's had that adds value to our ability to hopefully fix things.
You better go in there.
Really? Are they going to fire me?
No, I just heard him reading your bio, so I think that means you're going to be
Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you, guys.
We'll talk to you later. Congressman Kevin Cramer, who joined us for an extended time on the program today because the calls just kept coming, Tim, and that's pretty much the story of his life.
Well, it is, and sitting here, North Dakota, you're very lucky. You're lucky that you have a congressman that represents a state versus... I was down in Texas 2 weeks ago. They have several congresspeople there that represent districts. And what a difference to have someone representing a state versus a district. You take a look at the knowledge that he has. So FAA, Brazilian beef, water byways, oil and gas. It just goes on and on. And he has some great experience, and I will be the first one to state here on your radio station. I think he'd make a great vice president.
Well, my goodness, you've got him. You've got him now involved in national politics. I don't know if we want to give him up.
Well, imagine this, Scott. Imagine if you had a vice president on the ticket that was going to be the energy czar, and you've spoken about this. I mean, imagine how important it is to the United States. It's just like he says, energy security. Imagine what that would do if we had someone, not to form a national policy, but to have someone in who understood the overall world and sent ships of liquid natural gas in, like we talked about, into the Black Sea and refined fuels into Rotterdam port in Holland, how that would defeat what's going on with Putin right now. He has such a larger scale that he pulls from and a much larger vision.
Julian Bismarck, let's get you in here. What's your comment, Julie? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
I wanted to weigh in regarding the Brazilian beef rule. I just wanted to thank Representative Cramer for your work on calling for that extension. Certainly, that's a big deal for the North Dakota beef industry. As was stated, Brazil and some regions of Brazil have been inflicted with foot and mouth disease, as well as some of the surrounding countries. And so it's important that we don't move forward with this rule hastily, and that additional period of time will give stakeholder groups like ours, that the Stockmen's Association and others, more time to work with third-party scientists to analyze the risk assessments and the surveillance that's going on, because foot and mouth disease, fortunately, has not been in the United States since 1929. We want to keep it that way because it would have huge economic ramifications for the beef industry.
No, good points, Julie. Good points for sure. And for some reason, the USDA is pushing to have that ban lifted sooner. And as you heard Congressman Cramer earlier in answer to a question that came in earlier in the week that he didn't get a chance to answer when he was on with us Wednesday, he is definitely not in favor of lifting that until we have a lot more assurances than we do now. Thanks, Julie. Appreciate it. More Tim Fisher when we come back. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This is What's on Your Mind all across the Northern Plains from the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck. I'm in Minneapolis today. Also thank our affiliates KCJB Minot, KLTC Dickinson, KTGO Tioga, and AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo Moorhead. You honor us by putting us in your speed dial and tuning in every single day here on What's on Your Mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And I want to thank our sponsors, including the North Dakota Petroleum Council, $30 billion in economic impact in this industry in North Dakota alone, 60,000 jobs, and energy independence. Find out more about how...
Whereas Congress Kramer would say energy security.
Energy security, exactly right. Which is a very big deal. Anyway, find out more about all the North Dakota Petroleum Council's up to at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Also sponsor for today's program, our good friends from Cirrus. And I flew here last night from Bismarck on an SR-22. And... lifted off, I don't know, 5:30 or so, and landed at 7:30.
You know, they're important. The airline industry, and especially Cirrus, they're an important part of what goes on in the Bakken because it is somewhat isolated. But if you can get in and you can get out, and there's more and more companies. Listen, we're down in the metro right now, Minneapolis, St. Paul. That Cirrus plane can make the difference between someone wanting to do business or someone that wants to do business in North Dakota actually saying, yeah, I can do it because we can jump on that plane and get out there safely.
Do you know what the direct operating cost of a Cirrus plane is?
A
buck a mile.
Really?
A buck a mile. Now, you driving all across the fruited plain as you do to all the oil plays across the United States.
Mine is actually $4 a mile because I stop and buy
Starbucks coffee or what?
Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, Piccadilly pizza. I mean, if I don't eat, the price goes down. But
think
that's
about
amazing. That's really amazing.
It is amazing. And when you start putting the pencil to it and what's your time worth and when you're in more places, I also say this about the aviation industry. To me, they ought to sell the role they play in keeping families together as much as they do about how you get from one place to another. Because what is the value in being back home at night eating with the family?
You know, and that's, Scott, what we're talking about here. There's a lot of executives that are traveling a lot the way it is and to be able to get out there. So my hat's off to North Dakota. Tioga is looking at improving their airports. You've got basically every major town and city in North Dakota has some type of expansion going on in the on their airports, which is vital for commerce out there.
It is pretty amazing. And Kathy Nessa told me a great story yesterday. We were up there at Nessa Consulting Service with the program yesterday. And our thanks to Bishop David Kagan, who came up, met with folks, 20 folks from the region for 2 hours yesterday over the lunch hour. And it was absolutely an amazing conversation and really, really neat. And after I was chatting with Kathy Nessa, she told me a story about a local girl in Tioga that needed a heart transplant and was on a list and got a call last week that said, if you can get to Rochester within 4 hours, you'll have a heart. Well, that's not possible without obviously, you know, getting in a plane. So Kathy's plane, which is a Cirrus plane as well, flew this high school student from Tioga to Rochester, where she received a new heart.
I mean, what a story. What a fantastic story.
And the KX Network actually ran a television story, so some folks might have heard about that. I had not heard about it, but she said the purchase of the plane was worth it for that one thing. If the plane did nothing else, then do that. Get that young student from Tioga to Rochester to get a new heart.
Now, let's take a look at what we're doing down here, why you're down here. It's about the real estate. The amount of dollars that are coming into North Dakota and the caller that said, you know, great if you're trying to entice business. Business wants to come out there. And the climate is set now, so they're really willing to do that. And even though it's business in North Dakota, where the Cirrus aircraft is being manufactured, they're employing people. They're employing people that are then going to fly those planes out to the Bakken. There's
the ripple effect is phenomenal.
Exactly.
The Federal Reserve talked about it here today at this Bakken Summit. I mean, and actually put up a chart of the ripple economic impacts from the Bakken that go down to Iowa. You know, and when you talk about energy security, obviously it's nationwide. But when you talk about direct impact from the companies that are employing people because of the goods and services needed in the Bakken, I mean, it's a huge swath of the Northern Plains.
And I had an opportunity to speak with a gentleman after he was done, and one of the things that I talked to him about was the 92 million people that could be working that have basically been disenfranchised, that are out of the industry. They are starting to come back into the industry, which are not counted against unemployment. So as they start to come back in, we actually have much more employment, even though the unemployment might not change. And imagine if we can add another 30 million jobs to those disenfranchised people come back in, how much less payments are being going out on the social side and where they're actually producing again.
It's fun. Tim Fisher, you hear him on Energy Matters. And, of course, with Bakken Energy Services, great to have you as part of the program today. This was fun.
You know, I've listened to you for years and years, and every once in a while my wife says, are you going to see Scott? And I go, yeah, tell him I said hi. I said, you don't even know him. I know, but I know him because I heard him on the radio forever. So you have friends out there.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, you're a good friend. It's been fun spending some time with you over the last 3 years here. It warms my heart to see the opportunities the Bakken has presented so many folks. So it's a lot of fun. And by the way, an email just came in. How do I get a hold of this Gary Black from Cirrus to find out about that buck a mile deal? Here's his telephone number. You ready? Write this down. You can go to cirrusaircraft.com and find them that way, cirrusaircraft.com, or call them at 218-788-3839. CirrusAircraft.com. Thanks, folks. Have a great day. God bless you. We will see you Monday on What's on Your Mind. We'll actually be in the studio. How about that novel concept with Todd Mitchell? For Todd Mitchell, rather, I'm Scott Inland on What's on Your Mind.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.